Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145500. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I deliver it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, If you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We have a lot to celebrate today. Obviously, Halloween this evening, National Knock Knock Jokes Day, National Magic Day, Girl Scouts Founder Day, and the one that I will be celebrating because I have beaten anorexia, National Caramel Apple Day. Hooray! Yeah, that's enough from you guys. Caramel apples. You got to love the caramel apple. Ah, enough from you guys. The audience is getting a little carried away this morning. Ah, love those caramel apples. And I just had a sampling. I can't eat a whole lot of them, but I had a sampling of what's probably one of the best caramel apples I've ever had. My son's girlfriend is making some of these with other friends. Nice caramel apple, nice and thick. The good stuff on the outside. The apple, I mean, that's for thin people. I don't know about the thin stuff, but the apple itself is a very, very enjoyable apple. Watching the markets this morning, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 16.09 as we speak. We are looking at oil. Oil's down $1.27 a barrel. It's kind of interesting when I watch some of the numbers that come through. Oil being down $1.27 a barrel. And I was listening to one of the financial news shows very early this morning, and they're talking about we probably hit a low on oil because one of the major Fortune 500 conglomerates just bought in to the sector. Well, oil down $1.27 a barrel right now, the national average on gasoline, $2.21, down ever so slightly from yesterday, down 1.3 cents from a week ago, and just slightly down from a month ago. 1 year ago today, oil was at, or gasoline, the national average was at $2.17.9. Today at $2.21, not a big change from there, but at $2.79 for us here in the state of confusion. That's our average for the state of California, $2.79, second most in the country. Only Hawaii is paying more money on average for a gallon of gas than we pay right here in California. And we look at the 10-year Treasury rates this morning. They're a little slow coming up on my screen, but 10-year Treasury, well, I guess it's a little bit slower than thought. Holy cow, where did they do a 10-year Treasury? The market's closing in London, they're telling me. But that's not what I was looking to get for you. We'll find that number for you shortly and get back to the 10-year Treasury numbers a little bit later on in the broadcast. I'm suspecting that the yield on that 10-year Treasury has probably gone down just a little bit, but we'll see where that number comes in just a few minutes. It's amazing how the markets are a little bit slow trying to get us those numbers. I guess maybe somebody's asleep in Chicago after they finally won a game in the World Series overnight. That's probably what caused this problem. And I was getting the 10-year Treasury numbers out of our markets and what all the different rates are doing right now as we speak. But we'll move right along. We do have that gift that keeps on giving. No, it's not WikiLinks. I will get that in a minute. Consumer spending increased 0.5% last month, beating expectations for a rise of 0.4%. Remember, consumer spending is the number we want to see increasing on a regular basis because GDP, 70% of the GDP, roughly 70%, comes from consumer spending. Personal income rose 0.3%. Estimates were a 0.4% rise there. The September core PCE price index matched expectations with an increase of 0.1% increase from August. Chicago PMI index badly missed consensus of 54 with a decline to 50.6. So the manufacturing index in Chicago not doing well. That is not good news for our economy. Just a thought there for you. We always want to watch what's going on in our economy to see where we're heading to. Just a thought. We're gonna chat there. In the news, boy, that's an interesting commentary. What's going on in the news? The misleader of the Senate. Actually, he's no longer the leader of the Senate at all. But the misleading person tends to mislead people more than anybody I've seen. But Harry Reid is in the news once again. Shame that he's ever in the news, other than maybe his retirement. It would be nice to see that happening, but it's not happening soon enough. But Harry Reid in the news, furious at James Comey for telling the truth about Hillary Clinton and the FBI investigation that's going on into Hillary Clinton. Finally got that 10-year Treasury number for you. 1.829 is where we are right now, 1.829. But getting back to the unbelievable commentary, now, it's amazing that Harry Reid, I mean, he comes out and lies. I mean, the man, in my opinion, is such a liar, blatant liar. And he hides behind the fact that in many instances, he tells his lies from the floor of the United States Senate. And because of him being a senator, he is protected when he lies to the American people from the floor of the United States Senate. So what's he lying about this? Again, my opinion that the man is, you can't trust one word that he says, even though he's been in the Senate for almost 100 years now. Well, probably close. I might exaggerate. I think maybe he's 100 years old. But maybe I would say, well, I guess I can't say he's going senile either, because most senile people are pretty good people. This man, now his newest is James Comey. Now, you got to remember how he says what he says to protect himself. James Comey may have broken the law when he's mentioned to Congress that they're reopening the investigation to Hillary Clinton's email scandal. Now, it's not James Comey that did any of this. It's Hillary Clinton that did what she did. Don't try and mislead America once again, Mr. Minority Misleader. Unbelievable. The evidence, do you really believe with a Democrat president, a president who's obviously trying to do everything that he can to get Hillary Clinton reelected, do you really believe that he would be, that Mr. Comey, if he didn't have anything significant, would have sent a letter like this out on Friday afternoon to the United States Congress telling them that there was additional, we find out now, 650,000 emails. Yeah, 650,000 emails that they've supposedly found on the server of alleged sex pervert Anthony Weiner, former Congressman Anthony Weiner. 650,000 emails. How do you? I mean, I've saved every email, just about every email I've received for the last 10 years. I'm at 300,000. How do you get to 600,000 emails? Then the misleading went on from Hillary Clinton saying that the letter was only sent to Republicans in the Congress. Well, if she had read the letter, I know.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, we find out what's in it by reading the whole thing. It was only three paragraphs long. But page two had the additional names of all of the people that were addressed in this letter. And yes, it had the leaders of the House, leaders of the Senate, the minority leaders of the House and Senate as well. That would be called Democrats. Think about that. That's where we're at right now with all of these different issues. Just amazing how he goes on and on about this. And he hides behind the fact that he's a United States senator and has immunity when he's speaking on the floor of the Senate. Now, Trey Gowdy, he comes out and says Harry Reid is a political hack. That is Mr. Gowdy's words. Harry Reid is a political hack, might be violating federal law by using his post to influence the presidential election. That is the law that supposedly Mr. Reid is accusing Mr. Comey of violating. Unbelievable. Here's all we really want.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, that's a matter of amazement that there is so much going on here. Elijah Cummings coming out saying there's possibly a double standard with Clinton's emails, Trump's Russian ties. Here's another one of those Democrats that are just missing the mark. Number one, we don't know about any of Trump's ties other than the allegations, but we do know that Mrs. Clinton, while she was Secretary of State and her husband was collecting money from Russia, did sell 20% of the United States holdings of plutonium to Russia. So I wonder why Mr. Cummings didn't mention that in his remarks. Amazing how these things keep coming out, but they don't want to tell you the whole truth. And now maybe we might even get the media to come out and follow up on some of these stories. Maybe eventually the media will do their job and be the watchdog that they are supposed to be over our elected officials, over our politicians. That's why they have the immunities that they have, the protections that they have. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to spend a significant amount of time today speaking about what is really happening in today's real estate market. We're going to get there. There's a lot of confusion going on, so we'll talk about that. Taking the fear out of the mortgage process, the reasons why married men are working fewer hours than ever. All of that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564, P-E-A-R. The 7564, one of the area trusted real estate professionals, will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your property. Can't do it by just going to one of those websites. They don't have the really the equity position on your property. So here's what we want to chat about today. I hear this all the time, and I shared this information with industry professionals last week, and I thought I would share this with you as well now, because I had so much commentary on it. Really, people were really concerned with the information. They appreciated the data. So I thought I'd spend some time this morning. What is really happening in today's real estate market? There is a lot of uncertainty. And I can understand where that uncertainty comes from, especially right here in the state of California, because in a couple of short days, We saw two different headlines that were really quite nerve-wracking right here in California. One day we have a headline that says California home sales come tumbling back to earth. Same periodical, 8 days later, California home sales gaining momentum, posted the fourth straight annual increase. Now, think about that. If you've got two comments coming out within a 8-day period that are giving you data like that, that are completely different in data, as a consumer, how is the consumer supposed to know what is true? Well, it's very difficult. That's why I suggest you listen to Ron Siegel Radio every morning right here, 9 to 10 a.m. on mbelinks.com/listen-live. Or you can go and watch us on video. We've got the video camera set up right there in the corner. You can watch us and listen, ronsiegelradio.tv. But our mission is very, very simple. We look to be a trusted advisor, a high trust advisor. There are some that are out there just looking for a commission. That's not our motive here. Obviously, we've got to feed our families just like everybody else. But the motive is not to be out there trying to just get a commission on things. It's to be your high trust advisor. So is another housing bubble starting to form? That's the biggest question we hear all the time. Well, the answer to that question comes in the data. It's not a matter of us just telling you yes or no. We look at the U.S. existing home median sales prices, and we go back on the chart, and I can share with all of the different charts going back to the year 2000. And we actually have some of them from before then as well. But if we look at the median priced home in the year 2000, we're looking at $137,000 was the median home price. Now in 2006, we got up to a $217,000 median home price. And that dropped all the way to the low point, to 2012, of $155,000. In 2016, we're right back up at a value of like $214,000 U.S. existing home median sales price right now, about $214,000. Now, I know that that's a national number. Our numbers here in California, yes, they're part of that, but they're not that low, obviously. I understand that. But the idea here is going to be the exact same for California when I share the concept with you. The normal historic appreciation within our country is 3.6%. So now what happens if we go to 2001 or back to the year 2000 and we still go back with that same starting value that we had previously at $137,000 and we add 3.6% to that in 2001 and 2002 and all the way up to 2013, 14, 15, 16. And you look at those numbers and you say, okay, where would they be if we had just put a straight line of a 3.6%? That's the historic normal appreciation. What would our numbers look like? Well, the numbers actually would come out to $241,000. Remember, I told you, though, we are currently at $214,000. So we haven't even got to where the normal would be on a 3.6%. So do you think that that indicates there's a bubble when we haven't got to the appreciation of the norm? Now, yes, I took out the big spikes of 2006, and I also took out the spot, the crash that bottomed out. We hit the very bottom in the median home prices in 2012. When you take both of those numbers out and you just put a straight, consistent 3.6% increase, we should be at 241,000. But no, we're at 214,000. We have not even hit the peak of where we were in 2006. Does that lend you to believe that we are at the point of a bubble? Now, where are prices going? Now, again, I could tell you what my opinion is, but let's think about this from the opinions of many, many people. And I'm going to use a panel, and this is one that we love to use on a regular basis, the Home Price Expectation Survey from Pulsonomics. They use a nationwide panel of over 100 economists, real estate experts, and investment and market strategists, a panel of over 100 of these individuals around the country. So what are they saying about home appreciation going forward? Well, the most optimistic of that group, we call them the bulls in that group, they say that property values are going to appreciate by 26.3% cumulative through the year 2020. 26.3. If you look at all of those economists, all the 100-plus economists, they come out at an average of 18.7%. But when you're talking about investing, when you're talking about your family, when you're talking about really, really important issues, I suggest look at the people, the bears within the group, those people that are on the low end of the spectrum. Well, that'd be the bears. They're looking at 11.1%. So the people that are the most pessimistic of that group of 100-plus economists and industry professionals, they're saying between now, the end of 2016, and the year 2020, we will have a 3.1% appreciation factor in housing nationwide. Now, again, California usually runs a little bit ahead of the curve. So now we look at the Housing Affordability Index. Because remember, we're talking about what's really happening in today's real estate market. And I'm going to quote according to this article here, the Housing Affordability. The Housing Affordability Index measures whether or not a typical family earns enough income to qualify for a mortgage loan on a typical home at the national level based on the most recent price and income data. Now, I'm going to share with you some findings in a chart. We'll post the chart, Ron Siegel Radio as well. Basically, a value of 100 means a family earning the median income earns enough to qualify for a mortgage on a median-priced home at the time. Anything above 100 means the family has more than enough to qualify. The higher the score, the easier it is to qualify. And we're going to talk about all of those numbers when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. Home affordability is what we'll chat about when we come back. We're going to also talk about taking the fear out of the mortgage process, the reasons why married men are working fewer hours than ever. And if we have time, we might even talk about some of the items you need to know about Obamacare, because open enrollment is starting tomorrow. So we'll be on that issue as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back, Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it this every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 1-800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Heritage Financial Services. When you're ready for a trust, and you should be ready if you own a piece of property, you're ready right now. You need to have one. Go to our friends, Heritage Financial Services. If you text RSR gift bag, there's about $1,000 worth of gifts in the Ron Siegel Radio gift bag. So text RSR gift bag to 79564, RSR gift bag to 79564, just grab the coupons or gifts there. One of the gifts in there is actually from our friends over at Heritage Financial. It's $300 off on the best trust I have seen, the most economical trust I have seen, but still the best one. Just a thought for you there. Taking the fear out of the mortgage process is our subject this morning. It's not the idea here, just so you get an idea. Getting a mortgage nowadays is very doable. The big issue becomes, who are you going to listen to? Who's going to help you with what you're up to and what your needs are when you're talking about the mortgage process? Now, you need to understand, number one, what is your current credit history and score? There's basically five steps, according to Freddie Mac, to really take these problems out. In order to qualify, you'll need to have saved for a down payment Average down payment on all loans was 11% last month. Many buyers putting down 3% or less. And a stable income and good credit history is required. Throughout the entire home process, you will interact with many different professionals, all of which perform necessary roles. These professionals are also valuable resources for you. So once you're ready to apply, five steps that you'll need, according to Freddie Mac: find out your current credit history and score. Even if you don't have perfect credit, you may already qualify for a loan. Average FICO, again, was in September, 731. Average FICO, 731, according to Ellie Mae. Number two, start gathering all your documentation, income verification, such as W-2 forms or tax returns, credit history, assets, such as bank statements to verify your savings. Number three, contact a professional. Your real estate agent will be able to recommend a loan officer that can help you develop a spending plan as well as determine how much home you can afford. Number four, consult with your lender. He or she will review your income, expenses, and financial goals in order to determine the type and amount of mortgage you qualify for. Number five, talk to your lender about pre-approval. A pre-approval letter provides an estimate of what you might be able to borrow. Now think about this. A pre-approval letter tells you what you might be able to borrow. That's good, but even better is pre-underwritten. And our friends over at Gold Star Financial do that pre-underwriting process, which is even better for you. Do your research, reach out to professionals, stick to a budget, and ensure that you are ready to take on the financial responsibilities of becoming a homeowner. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. And once again, text RSR Gift Bag to 79564, RSR Gift Bag 79564, and get that 25% discount on that product for you. So we're talking about what is needed to get a home loan nowadays, where the real estate market is going today, where we are really heading in the real estate market. I just want to share, we were talking about home affordability when we left off before the break. Trying to find my notes on that so I can get right back to it. The Home Affordability Index. So we talked to find that in the last segment. I'm not going to go through and share that again. You can go back to the segment if you didn't catch it with us. RonSiegelRadio.com in the archives. RonSiegelRadio.com in the archives will give that to you. Or you can go to RonSiegelRadio.tv or RonSiegel1, RonSiegel the numeral one on YouTube. We've got all that, all those locations have the replays of our prior broadcasts. So 2009, the Home Affordability Index was at 169. 2012, home affordability was at 197. Today, we're at 153. Remember, anything over 100 tells you that we are in a good position where those people that are earning a median income can afford a median home price. So in those areas, the numbers are really looking good. And if we go even further back, we can look, because it's not as easy to get a loan as it was in 2006 or 2007. But think about this. We go back to 1990, the Home Affordability Index was 108. So even if we take out 2009 to 2015, when it was easier than it is today, we're still significantly better off than we were in 1990, 1991, 1992. I'm not going to read all the years to you. You can go through and do that yourself. But up to 2008, today is easier to get a loan than any time since 2008, with the exception of those years where it was very, very difficult. Think about some of those concepts. Jonathan Smoke, chief economist at Realtor.com, I quote, "With lower mortgage rates, we've ended up in the sweet spot that if you have good credit and enough money for a down payment, it remains very affordable to buy a home." That's according to Jonathan Smoke, chief economist at Realtor.com. Again, quote, "With lower mortgage rates, we've ended up in the sweet spot that if you have good credit, remember you don't have to have excellent or outstanding good credit. 711, we said, was the average. There's a lot of programs down all the way to the 580s. 600s, there are programs out there for you to buy a home. Is the interest rate going to be higher in those programs? Certainly. But you can still do it. That's the big issue right there. So it's very affordable to buy a home. And the rates or the expenses for leasing is going up. So think about that concept as well. Monthly mortgage payments. Again, we're using median prices. These are national numbers. Median price, but remember, when we talk about the median prices, the median price for a home and the median income is going to be different in every state. When I look at the national numbers, that's obviously taking the lower price states and mixing them in with places like California, which are higher on both ends of the spectrum. Our median income is higher. Our property values, our median property values are higher. So if we look at the monthly mortgage payment on a median priced home in the U.S., from 1990 to 2015, we are significantly less. In 1990, we were almost 50% more than we are today on the median priced home or the median priced mortgage payment on that median priced home. Almost 50% more. Think about that. So do you think our incomes have been pretty stagnant, if the property values, the property payment, the mortgage payments drop, because remember the biggest cost or the biggest component of your mortgage payment is interest. And we've talked about this before, where the interest rates were in the 90s and the 80s, we are well below those numbers. So when the interest rates being so low right now, that's what makes the monthly mortgage payment on that median price home almost 50% less than where it was back there in 1990. In 2006, we topped out, and again, the median number, because your number is going to be different, but median. So we're talking around right around a $200,000, $220,000 house, $1,305 in 2006, $858 in 2015. So you could double that if you wanted for a $400,000 house, $2,600 versus $1,700. You're still talking a significant advantage. Now we look at what's happening with the sales of homes. So National Association of Realtors, again, we look at projections, and it's always nice when you look at projections to look at the numbers that are coming out from lots of different sources. I like using lots of sources because it's the old jelly bean analogy. If you ask me how many jelly beans are in a jar, I'm going to give you a number, and I could be way off. But if you ask 1,000 people how many jelly beans are in that jar and you average all those numbers together, we're going to be much closer than an individual would be on their own. So that's why I like looking at numerous sources. Total single family home sales projections for 2016. The National Association of Realtors came out with 5.8 million homes they project sold in 2016. They expect that's going to go up to 6 million next year. Fannie Mae is saying from 5.9 million this year to 6.2 million next year. Freddie Mac, 6.1 to 6.2. And the Mortgage Bankers Association from 6.2 this year to 6.5 next year. All of them are expecting more home sales next year than they are this year. So think about that. Now, why are they expecting more home sales? Well, they're just looking at data. Average annual household formations. That's when your kids, your grandkids go out and start their own family, start building their own home. Now, maybe they're just getting old enough that they want to move out of mom and dad's basement. Maybe want to move out of mom and dad's house. So the average annual household formation was 1.5 million in the 70s. We're at 1.586 right now. Is the projection from 2015 to 2024, the average annual. But in 2010 to 2014, we were at 1.1. Our household formations dropped significantly. Now, when we talk about it dropping significantly, you have to wonder, okay, how did that happen? What's happened? We're going to talk about the pent-up demand in housing. We'll talk about that shortly. But the question we would ask is mortgage credit availability index. Can people get a mortgage? Well, obviously in 2006, if you could fog a mirror, you could get a mortgage. So right now, is it harder to get a mortgage today than it was in 2006? Of course it is. You have to show the numbers we just talked about in the mortgage minute about taking fear out of the mortgage process. You have to have that job. You have to document your income. You have to document your down payment. You have to do a lot of different things that we didn't really worry about in 2006, which is what caused the problems. But think about that. Now people understand that you have to have a job to get a house. You have to have income to get a house. You have to qualify. But let's talk about what are they going to buy. Are they going to buy new houses? Are they going to buy a resale of houses? We'll talk when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message as your consumer advocate. I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The word on wealth segment today being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Reasons why married men are working fewer hours than ever. Back in the day, the only job. It's an interesting article here that I saw. It actually came to us, saw this in Yahoo Finance. Women make up 47% of the workforce, a statistic that appears to be having a huge impact on the dynamic of American households. While women have increased their role in the labor force, a recent report from the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis found that over the past 40 years, more and more married men ages 25 to 54 say they are unemployed and not actively looking for a job or are working part-time. In 1970, 97% of married men were in the labor market. In 2011, that number dropped to 93%. Similarly, less than 1.5% of married men worked part-time in 1970. In 2009, that number has jumped to 4%. Again, that's according to the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. Second reason men are working less, women are now paid more for their work. And note that the gender pay gap has not been closed, but it is narrowed, which could give men the less incentive to work as many hours or at all. Finally, more and more women have chosen to pursue higher education, which has led to an increase of married women in the workforce. These women are also working more hours and are able to contribute financially to their households. It's just basically the bottom line here is that the men used to be the breadwinner back in the 70s. Now it's more shared, so the men don't have to work as many hours. That is the Word on Wealth set, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. So we've been chatting today about what is really happening in today's real estate market. And we've talked a lot about mortgage availability, the housing affordability, what the projections are for sales. New family starts, that's a big issue that we really need to be considering. 1985 through today in thousands, the new family starts. I'm looking at a chart right here that I'm going to share again with you. 1985, we had about 1 million new family starts. Today, we're looking at numbers that are around 711,000. In 2005, we had 1,716,000 new single family starts in housing. So even though we're growing in more population, we're growing in more household formation, our new family starts aren't growing. And I was told, and again, I don't know whether the numbers are still the exact same, but Chapman University used to have in their economic forecast the number that we need about 1.5 million new homes every year just to remain even. That would be to take care of the properties that are old, dilapidated, uninhabitable, and for new family starts. So just to remain where we are, flat, we need about 1.5 million new family starts. Yet last year we had 715,000. This year we're on pace for 711,000. And we got all the way down to 431,000 in 2011. So think about those numbers on that discussion of, are we going to another boom or a bust in real estate? According again, back to Jonathan Smoak, quote, the havoc during last cycle was a result of building too many homes and of speculation fueled by loose credit. That's the exact opposite of what we have today, unquote. So we don't have to worry about that issue because that's not where we are in the marketplace. The number of homes for sale, again, we're going back to the idea of, what are we building? Because obviously new starts need to be sold, but the number of homes for sale, again, if we look at comparing last year to this year, all homes, we had 1,345,000 homes for sale in the third quarter of 2015. Third quarter of 2016, 1,250,000, so it's about 100,000 less. Starter homes. Again, third quarter 2015, 333,000 to third quarter 2016, 297,000. Trade up homes, 337 to 306. And at the luxury homes, 74 to 650. So every category, the sale of homes is less this year than it was last year. Now, I'm going to share with you something that nobody else really talks about. The 10-year in homes since 1985. How long are we keeping our homes? That's a big issue. When we're talking about, are we looking toward another boom or bust, or are we building a bubble in real estate? Well, the fact of the matter is, no. The numbers are telling us that all these different numbers, but let me give you one more number right here. We're going to look at how long do we keep our homes. This goes back to that formation number that I talked to you about a little bit earlier. Do you remember that household formations where I said that in 1970s we created 1.5 million new annual household formations, and right now we're at 1.586? Well, our population has grown since the 70s, hasn't it? Yet the household formation is almost the same as what it was then. How could that possibly be the case? Well, it goes up to the issue of pent-up demand. In 1985, we were keeping our home for 5 years. Then we would sell it to either buy a bigger home, a newer home, move up, right-size, down shows. 5 years is how long we were keeping our home. 1987, 1988, 1989, 91, 93, 95. We're all looking at 6 years is how long we were keeping our home throughout that entire period. Then we jumped up in 1997 to 7 years and went back down to 6 years again until 2008. And then we started to take a jump up. Why? Well, 2009, we were 7 years. 2010, 9 years. Or 8 years, 2011, 2012, and 2013, 9 years each. In 2014, we kept our house. It was a 10-year tenure. The people selling their houses were in their homes for 10 years. In 2015, they were in their home for 9 years, and then they sold to either get that bigger house, to get a – maybe they didn't need that four-bedroom anymore. Maybe they were ready to go to a condo or a townhouse, retirement area. But why did that happen? Well, in the years following that big bubble and the bursting of the bubble, people didn't believe they had enough equity in their homes to do anything different than stay right where they were. They stayed where they were. Now we're looking at, and again, these are some numbers. This comes from CoreLogic for us. June 2015 to June 2016, in California, the average equity gained in a home in the state of California was $29,000 in the year from June 2015 to the June 2016. In the United States, the average gain was $11,000. You figure on that, when we had that $217,000 median home price, that's about a 5% gain, which kind of correlates to where we are in California, about a 5% gain, $29,000 appreciation. Think about those numbers. So the reason that the tenure is starting to drop back down is our population is realizing that they have equity in their homes and they can make that change. The new family that just started, they want to, instead of having a one-bedroom or two-bedroom, maybe they want a three- or four-bedroom house. They've got equity to move. The family that had that four-bedroom, maybe they need a bigger house. Maybe they don't need as big of a house. They've got equity to move. They might even take their equity out, buy a new house, and never ever have a mortgage again, and or never have a mortgage payment, but have a mortgage with no payment. Want to know about that one? Give me a call. These are all the issues that we talk about, and that's why I like you to listen. I share with you every day. Listen to Ron Siegel Radio. We want to be that high trust advisor for you and your family. If you want information, some great information about buying, selling, our buyer's guides and our seller's guides are out right now. They're free. They're about 20 pages each book. If you want the buyer's guide, text HBG to 79564, HBG to 79564. If you want the seller's guide, text HSG to 79564, HSG to 79564. You'll get one of the free seller's guides. Again, they're about 20-page, full color, great information for you to make a decision on what's best on your for your family. And I'm going to tell you what I think is the best decision. Set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel, And again, remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.